Thank you, Clark. We are out of executive session. Committee, I thank you for the good discussion.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'd like to make a motion to provide a 3% pay increase to the congressional staff.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I unfortunately have to speak against this today. I'd like to be on record as saying that I am incredibly supportive of our legislative staff. I believe they've done a phenomenal job. My objection is similar to how I objected to an increase in the contract for our legislative analyst or legislative writer. We're at the same problem today. We did not budget for a 3% increase in base pay adjustments. That's a fact. We've been told that. We've gone over that extensively in executive session. We did not budget for 3%. We budgeted for 2%, of which I wholeheartedly support a 2% increase. And I support revisiting our budget, which is our planning document approved not more than a month ago, where we didn't plan for a 3% increase. If we want to revisit that budget, plan for a 3% increase, I would support that. I would support it for our executive branch employees, and I would support moving forward at 3%. But the fact is, we went through a planning process. We put on paper a 2% increase, and we're here less than a month away from that, advocating to overspend what we budgeted for. I do not support that. How can we hold the executive branch to what we put in those line items if we can't hold ourselves to it? I would urge the committee to go back to 2%. Let's increase it. Let's revisit the budget in the coming special session, increase the amount, and move forward. But this after the fact stuff, this post hoc governing, is not going to work. And we can sit here and say, well, we have money in the budget because we're not planning to hire these positions. Then why didn't we take those positions out a month ago? We haven't filled them in over a year. Why didn't we take them out? Then the funds would have been made available. We could have easily increased by another percent and been done with this. But we came before our own body, and the chief signed a bill that said, we're planning to spend this money to hire these people. And a month later, we're not going to do that. We've got some serious problems here. So unfortunately, today I have to vote against the 3% increase, wholly supporting a 2% increase, because that's what we approved in our budget. And I'm sorry that we're being put in that position. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Just to clarify, and I do believe that you as well approve the budget for the congressional body, I do not recall us putting a 2% increase in our budget. Congresswoman Rivard, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Congressman Potts, for your comments. And I hear what you're saying. I do. But I find in the policy that we are provided the opportunity to give a performance pay recognition, a financial benefit to our employees. And I support that because of their evaluations. And I'm going to support my own motion, because I wouldn't make a motion unless I didn't feel like it was necessary. We can address our legislative branch budget if you'd like to see more detail, but right now, we have enough money available in wages and fringe and IDC to provide that. And so I appreciate your comments, I do. But I feel like that the second speaker has followed our policy, and I would just urge that if it makes anyone on Congress feel more comfortable, then we just add it to the special session and address it there. But this issue is fixable. But I do not feel like I want to not give a percentage increase to our employees because we failed to do our job in committee. Thank you.
Chair. Congressman Potts, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And to clarify my position, this is a base pay adjustment based on performance. Osage law treats those two items separately and specifically says in 19.7105(b)(4) the performance recognition shall consist of separate payments to the recipient, which shall not become part of the recipient's base wage. This motion increases the base pay of these employees based on performance. That is in direct contradiction to what is written in law, regardless of what the budget says. I've got a budgetary problem. I've got a legal problem. I can't support this motion.
Thank you, committee. There's a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor of this motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no.
No.
Motion passes. Committee, next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. There's motion and a second. Any discussion on adjournment? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you for your time and your work, committee. I want to remind everyone that the polls are open today, and I encourage everyone to get out and vote. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Right on time. Right on 1 o'clock.
Oh, my.